right, everyone. Happy Record Store Day Eve. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here with all the clips from this morning, and we were filled with records today. Vinyl everywhere in the studio. We played all kinds of cuts off of records that people requested on the Facebook page, the text board, and beyond. And we hit the phones for a bit we called Vinyl Tap to try and tap into the first record you ever bought just by going off the year you bought it and whether it was a band or artist. See how we did in here. Plus, comedian Frankie Quinones joined us for the first time ever. You may know him from his viral Cholo Fit video, which we'll link to in his podcast, which as always is a standalone podcast for all of our guests. But he's in here as well, and all the vinyl goodness, so I hope you dig it. Have a great weekend, folks. Hope to see you at the Locals Only Beer Fest tomorrow. Until then, here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
John DeBella Show here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. A lot to get to, a lot of vinyl to get to today. Tomorrow is Record Store Day, and today we're going to be, we've been asking people all week to put in their suggestions for what vinyl tracks we should play today to honor Record Store Day. So we're going to, we'll start with that a little later on this morning. Although I do have one fear today, right, which is our turntables are set into the console here, right? And there's a countertop that goes over the turntables that lifts up.
A heavy one.
Right, yeah. And on one side, you might notice the countertop goes, like, way back, and, you know, there's no chance for the door to close.
It's like a reclined seat on an airplane.
Right? The other one could drop at any moment.
Well, just push it back really hard and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah.
Intern Khaleesi.
Listen, we're moving the studios anyway. Screw it. Just push it over.
Okay, fine. Right, but I need that counter space the rest of the time. All right, so anyway, so we will get to that starting at about 6:40 this morning. We'll start getting to your vinyl picks. Of course, it is a Friday, a weekend upon us this weekend. It's MGK uses its powers for good because it is a Superheroes of Classic Rock weekend. We're going to be handing out passes for Avengers Infinity War throughout the weekend. And Dave, I want you to know I went out of my way because you've been bitching the past couple of weeks that you haven't had tickets to give away.
It's been a disgrace.
And you've got them this week. I made sure you got him this week.
Oh, you pulled some strings?
Yeah, he pulled some strings. Pulled some strings right out of my friggin' show.
That's right. I took him. I said, look, Steve's up early. Nobody wants to win tickets then.
You kidding me? What do you think my 9:10 listenership is going to think of? They expect tickets every Sunday at 9:10 in the morning.
They're watching cartoons with their kids.
Jesus.
So
I might just give away a pair anyway.
Yeah, what the hell? Go ahead and do
it. Put it on promotions.
That ticket out of your big salary.
Right. Maybe they'll know where the theater is this time.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
Okay, so can you remember the year you bought your first album and what that album was? I don't want you to give me the answer. Just what year it was, and, you know, and what the album was. You remember that?
Maybe. I have a general, I mean, the exact year, maybe not. But
okay.
When did Cats come out? It was the soundtrack.
It was before then, unfortunately.
Was it an artist or was it a band? Do you remember that much?
It was, I guess you could call it a band. Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Let me put on my thinking cap here.
Okay.
All right. With the, I guess you could call it a band. It could. I narrow it down to two.
Okay.
Narrow it down to two. Either it was the Partridge Family or the Cow Cells.
You're so close.
Am I really?
Yes.
Spanky and Our Gang?
What?
No.
Simon and Garfunkel.
No. Think of Brothers.
Think of Brothers.
Yeah.
Think of
Cassidy.
No, wait. Think of Brothers. Mm. Wait. The Mbop Kids?
Hanson.
Hanson? Was it Hanson?
It was the Hanson of their day. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes. We give up.
The Osmond Brothers.
The Osmond Brothers.
Oh, the wrong hunk. Oh, Cassidy.
The wrong hunk.
I want to give this a try. Sure. See if we can do this with listeners. You know, call us here in the studio. 215-263-WMGK. We're going to call this Vinyl Tap. Okay? All right. And tell us what year you bought your first album and if it was an artist or a band, and we'll see if we can figure out who it was. Because tomorrow is a record store day, and today we're going to be playing vinyl left and right. And I'm starting out with a suggestion from Eva Griffin. She said she wanted to hear some Billy Joel, any Billy Joel. And in all honesty, if I'm going to reach for Billy Joel, I reach for Turnstiles.
You love that one.
I really love this album. I mean, Say Goodbye to Hollywood is on it, Summer Highland Falls, which is not a really popular Billy Joel song, but I've always loved that too. New York State of Mind, Miami 2017.
Oh,
I
nice.
Love that song.
That is a good track.
All right, and then, of course, there is this epic, which comes off of the Turnstiles album. So for Eva, this Billy's for you. So 215-263-WMGK. What year did you buy your first album? And just tell us if it was an artist or band. Let's see if we can figure it out. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Breakfast of the Beatles all on vinyl this morning for Colleen, Rita, and Mary Ellen making those requests for those songs today. We will continue with more vinyl coming up. We got some U2 coming up. We got a whole bunch of great stuff coming up that has been suggested by our listeners. And then we will try Vinyl Tap, where people will call in and tell us what year they bought their first album, whether it was an artist or a band, and then we'll try to figure out what it is. This is going to be tough.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, I think this is another one of those brilliant ideas that we're really going to suck at. Right?
Could be. We just wanted to say Vinyl Tap.
That was it. That was the only reason why we were doing it. Although, you know, but it's vitally important that these people have their years down right.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
and, yeah. Google it beforehand or something.
Don't confuse the year you bought it with the year it came out.
Right.
Because that'll be impossible for us. Seeing that it is vinyl day, we decided we would put our mystic hats on and give people the opportunity to call us, tell us what year they bought their first album, and whether it was an artist or a band, and we will figure out what that album was that they bought, all right? So it's all up to our listeners this morning, and our first listener calling us is Pam. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Pam. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
We are fine. All right. What year did you buy your first album, and did the album come out that year?
I don't remember. I bought it in 1970. It was a Grateful Dead album.
I'm going to go with the Grateful Dead.
I have a good feeling about this.
Probably Working Man's Dead. How's that?
Yes. All right. Yes, that's exactly
right. Well, it's amazing how we did that.
We knew we were going to get one, and it just happened to be Pam. Way to go.
Incredible. Thank you so much. Let's go over to Ray. Okay, Ray, what year did you buy this album?
1984.
Van Halen. Okay.
That's mine.
You're going to go with Van Halen?
Trusting my gut.
Did it come out in 1984?
No.
Oh, not Van Halen.
Oh, not Van Halen.
Let's see.
It was a band?
It was. Look, can I give you one little hint? I was a little late in buying my albums, I got to tell you. I jumped in the album.
You were late in buying this album?
Yeah, I was very late in buying albums, period. It was my very first album. I was in college, my first year in college, and all my friends in high school were listening to this album.
College screams Pink Floyd.
I'm going Zeppelin.
You're going Zeppelin?
Yeah. All right. No.
No? Not Zeppelin, not Pink Floyd?
No. It was Foreigner's Four.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
That's tough.
Yeah, sorry.
No. All right, listen, guys.
We didn't get a hint from him like we did from Pam.
Well, we got one so far. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Okay, Mike, what was the year, and did the album come out that year?
It was a band. It was 1978. Very big, famous band.
1978. Did the album come out that year, or did you pick it to come out and, you know, you finally got around to buying it that year?
I think it did, because I was just learning the song on the guitar. The name of the song is the name of the album.
The name of the song is the name of the album.
Big band. This is a good clue. You could go there. You spend money.
I got it. Hotel California.
Yeah. That's right.
Nice.
So
nice.
You were a couple years late because that came out in 76.
I was positive on that.
Yeah. That's the problem here. People don't know their dates.
Right.
Many moons ago. So you guys rock.
Thank you. We got two now. Guys, right. It's pretty good.
That ain't bad.
500.
That ain't bad. Right.
They've
given us some serious hints, but we're doing all good.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, John.
George, what year did you buy your first album, and did the album come out that year?
Okay, so can I set the stage? Because
No, I need you to answer my question.
Okay, it was 1964, and it was a band, but I didn't get my album. My brother got his choice, which was a parody.
It was a parody
of the band that I wanted to get in 1964.
Was it the Ruddles?
Oh, no, that's way too early.
Well, the Ruddles were the Beatles parody.
My head hurts.
So unless you're trying to say that it was a Beatlesque band.
It was a cartoon group. How's that?
Oh, you bought the Archies record?
Oh, no. Christmas. It was a Christmas song.
I'm going to smash my head against the granite countertop we have, guys.
Who was it?
We give up, George.
Don't give up. It was about a whole loop of Christmas song.
George,
about a whole
who was it? He got the Chipmunks record.
Oh,
he got
no.
the Chipmunks record. That's not a parody of the Beatles.
George.
All right? As a matter of fact, they were before the Beatles.
I hate you.
In the 50s. You know, a big problem with this bit is people don't know when music came out.
Right. Guys, we got two, though.
I'm going back to vinyl. Here's Frank Begley's pick. He wants some Skinner. I know a little. Obviously, we did, too.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. The Doors and Lover Madly, the John DeBella Show. We're still sitting at 39 degrees, but temperatures today get up to about a 53 degrees. Of course, if you're trying to win that $1,000 and whole lot of loot, the word you should be using this morning and texting that to 40772 is TOES, T-O-E-S. But joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45, and you get tickets through punchlinephilly.com. It's his first time here in the studio joining us for the very first time, because I've said that already. It's Frankie Quinones. Hiya, Frankie.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
It's good to meet you. Your life is friggin' exploding. You just taped your first TV show, right?
Right.
All right. Yeah. And you got something run on Cartoon Network too?
Yes.
Right? Cartoon Network.
Are you a voice or
yeah,
or
I'm
you
a voice. It's a show called Victor and Valentino that's going to be premiering later towards the end of summer.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. And are you Victor or Valentino?
Yeah, neither.
Neither.
Yeah. I'm an old auntie that tries to act young. Yeah, yeah.
You're playing a woman in a cartoon?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Give us a taste of the voice. I want to hear it.
Yeah. She's more like, what's up? No, I'm the winner. Announce the winner. You know, that's one of my lines. But, yeah.
I'm going to assume that she's Hispanic also.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Are the two main characters Hispanic as well?
Yes.
Victor and Valentino. It's a whole Hispanic cartoon.
Yeah, it's a whole thing going on,
okay,
man. Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right, all right. Now, where are you from? Are you from L.A.?
Yeah, I was born in Los Angeles.
Legally?
Grew up. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Just kind of want to make
Singer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems that's a big problem
senor,
now.
Legally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. yeah, definitely legally. And then it's been 16 years in San Francisco, and now I've been back in L.A. for about 4.5 years.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Now, where's your family from? Are you from L.A.?
Yeah, they were both born in L.A., yeah.
Okay.
My mom is, she's a part Native American. She's a crazy mix, man. Her dad left the reservation, spent 57 years in the Air Force. Wow. Met my grandma,
uh-huh.
So she's part Italian also. So my mom's Latina, Native American, and Italian, you know. So
wow.
her blood just stays high.
Wow.
I got that real love from her, man. Yeah.
That's a fight waiting to happen every second.
Yeah. And she's an alcoholic on top of it. So.
Probably
surprise,
brought in from,
surprise, yeah.
Probably brought in from the Indian side of the family. You know, you get their fire water. I'm just being as racist as I possibly can this morning.
We're
all
not right, telling
Dave's
anyone.
Go for it, man.
now, how are they with you being a comedian? Are you married?
No, I'm
no,
not,
you're not.
Not married.
Married.
Single,
okay.
30s, right. Latino with no children, which I know, that's crazy, you know.
You beat John to it there.
Yeah, no, right? Some of my family's, are you okay down there, bro? I'm like, yeah, man, everything works. You know, just, condoms work for everybody, man. You just got to use them. But, but yeah, man, they're dying for these grandchildren. But, you know, my sister's 7 years younger than me. She just got married, so I'm hoping she takes the pressure off soon. You know?
Okay.
She,
yeah, yeah.
She married a white guy, too, Dave. Yeah, okay.
Like, you know. Well, blend, blend, blend.
Yeah, right. Right.
Your family's the freaking UN.
Yeah.
Incredible. So tell me about your life. Like I said, this is the first time we're meeting, so I don't know all that much about you.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of the guy that's working, but the work's not on TV yet. But it's coming, man. Got the sitcom coming out, and then the Cartoon Network show. Other than that, been touring around. You know, I did the some of my characters went viral with Creeper with Cholo Fit. You know, those workouts and
I love that video. Yeah, we'll have to post it. Cholo Fit's really.
Oh,
fun.
You're Cholo. I didn't even
Cholo
know that.
Fit.
Okay, yeah.
He's a Cholo Fit.
Represent, right. Represent. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, man, that thing kind of blew up pretty quick.
Oh, that's cool.
Started getting messages from around. When I got these guys that sent me a picture from Australia. These two dudes, and they were with their baby Joey doing a Cholo squat. You know, they sent me the video, and I was like, all right, this thing's getting crazy.
We got to put the cello thing up on the Facebook page.
Was that your big break?
Uh-huh. Kind of, man. You know, I've been I was touring around for a few years. My buddy Craig Robinson has his opener.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Office.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Still do some dates with him. Cool. He was a great mentor, good help. And then he saw this whole thing happen. And before the shows happened, he would show some of my videos. And then the whole Cholo Fit thing went viral. And that was what, that's kind of the break that like got attention turned my way. But Creeper, homie, I embrace him, you know. So he's a good dude, yeah.
Now, a couple of things. I mean, is your car at a normal height? Or do you go full Cholo there?
What's that?
Your car.
My car. No, full Cholo, man. Yeah,
really?
The lowriders, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. El Camino?
We're about to do the spin class, too, on lowrider bikes. You know? Looking forward to that, homie.
Well, there's a Mexican thing in Elvez, the restaurant here in the city, right? There's a Mexican restaurant here in Philadelphia called Elvez.
Oh, is it
the
good?
Bike?
Right. Oh, it's spectacular.
Like
it's,
guac.
Cool, cool, it's some Mexican chef's grandma's recipes, right? So everything, the food is just out of this world. But in the middle of it, they have there are these you say lowrider bikes. There are these bikes that come out of Mexico that are like, you know, like the old Schwinn Stingrays, but they're all jazzed up
and blinged out.
They're blinged out to no end, you know, with chrome wheels and all kinds of stuff. It's like, you know, well, I can't get a driver's license yet, so I'll go with this. Right. Now, this is your first time in Philadelphia?
Yeah, first time.
Anything you're expecting out of us?
Man. I mean, it's been great so far. Been a good, been a good time.
You
know,
so you haven't been to a Starbucks yet?
No. Definitely. I'm looking forward to a good cheesesteak. That's about it. But
okay. Well, Frankie Quinones is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows, 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philly. And as a matter of fact, I have some tickets for tonight's 7:30 show. So if you would like to be there, call us right now here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Welcome to Philly, Frankie. And thank you so much for getting up and coming in.
Oh, right on. Thank you guys for having me, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.